pressure, or do you feel, on the other hand, that you have nothing to lose? I mean, what is the mindset?
Well, I mean, there's not much I can lose. I mean, I'm the little man on the scale, so nothing to lose, everything to gain. That's the way I'm looking at it. And I mean, there's no pressure. I'm just going to perform and do what I can.
Is it tough to keep it in perspective a little bit?
No, not really. I mean, like you said, if you have God ahead of your life, you know, there's no way that you can go out of control. I mean, like I said, a lot of players talk about, you know, God, thank God. But I'm honestly, this is what I live by. I mean, you can ask anybody, my friends, family. I believe that, you know, God is my strength, you know. This is why I made it this far. I've never missed a practice, never been hurt, never did any of that stuff. And it's because, you know, God's kept me this far because I've honored him, you know, so.
What do you think you do best? I mean, when a team's interview, how would you sell yourself to teams as
well? I tell everybody that I talk to, I love blocking. I mean, that's been my strength, you know. And, I mean, if anybody had film on me or that you'll see, that's one of my things. I love to block and take control of my man and own the person across from me on the line of scrimmage. That's what I do. It's my specialty.
Seeing Danielle Manning go in the second round last year, does that give some hope to some other Division II players?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, any player like that is going to go high and that works hard like that, it will give you hope. You know, when you sit there and see that, like, you know, and he came from this and now look at him, you know, and his hope, and especially Colston right now for the Saints. He's a D2 player, went seventh round. And look at him, the season that he has. So, I mean, when you see guys like that, you're like, you know, this is possible. It's not possible only for me to make it there, but maybe I could be somebody too once I get there.
You caught some passes, though, too. You must be decent as a pass catcher.
Oh, yeah, I can catch the ball good. I caught 25 this season. Wasn't that much thrown to me, but I'm confident in my hands.
Do teams tell you that they'd like for you to be a couple inches taller, or is that?
Yeah, they're like, dang, if you were only 6'4", 6'5", it wouldn't be no question about being tight end. But because I'm 6 foot, you know, and 3/4, it's just, we don't know if we want you on line of scrimmage. But then it comes up to H-back position, and I played a little fullback at the last bowl game I went to, and I enjoyed it. So, I mean, playing H-back would be, you know, even more exciting because I get to be on line of scrimmage than in the backfield and even split our wide receiver. So, I mean, I would enjoy that. That's a hybrid position that.
Were you strictly on the line in college, or did you play in the H-back? You were strictly an inline blocker?
Stationary tight end. That's pretty much it. Nothing, no changes, no nothing like that. I mean, occasionally they would hop me across the other side of the line, you know, during the play, but other than that, stationary tight end.